With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports winter wheat in South Dakota remains in good condition. USDA officials say 62% of the crop is rated in fair condition, with 16% rated poor or very poor. Reed Christofferson is the executive director of the South Dakota Wheat Council. Wheat Commission. He says this news is promising, but he says the state has not yet seen any of the winter wheat crop reach an excellent rating this year. He says winter wheat crop conditions are difficult to predict. He says there are many factors that play into the overall quality.
Much of it has to do with the fall planting conditions, when that wheat goes in, what it gets for good fall moisture, initial growth, and then what it has for a wintering condition, snow cover, that prevention from deep freezing of the plant material. So we watch every year is new, and just hope that the right set of conditions come together that's going to favor a good crop.
Christofferson says the crop is typically resilient against winter weather. He says there could be problems if snowpack repeatedly thaws and freezes on winter wheat. Veteran state lawmaker Jenna Netherton is leaving the legislature. The Republican senator is leaving for what she calls work and family reasons. Since Netherton, formerly Jenna Hagar, has served in two complete legislative sessions during her term, her replacement would not serve during a regular session. That person could take part in a special session or interim committees. Governor Dennis Stuttgart will make the final appointment. The governor is asking the public to nominate candidates to fill Netherton's vacancy. She represented District 10. That includes parts of Northeast Sioux Falls, along with the cities of Renner, Corson, and Brandon. Mostly sunny across the state this afternoon, highs from the lower 40s to near 70 degrees. Clouds on the increase tonight, lows from the 20s to near 40. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, becoming breezy in the west. A chance of rain in the northern half of the state, highs from the lower 40s to near 70 degrees. More news available on Twitter. Give us a follow at SDPB News. Good afternoon.